The Haunting of Bryn Wilder by Wendy Webb, performed by Exie Sands. Prologue.
Everyone is haunted by something. A road not taken, a hurt carried deep inside. Harsh words that echo long after the sting of them is carried away on the wind. Some of us are haunted more literally. We've seen and felt what simply cannot be but is. A low moan coming from the corner of a darkened room. A glimpse of an ethereal shape, a tangible encounter with something. A passer-through. My haunting is something like that. Strange, magical, unexplainable. But at the same time, it's real enough to touch and feel and wrap my whole self around. Real enough to inhabit my dreams, and sit like a stone on my heart as I carry it with me day after day. Memories of other parts of my life over the years, love, loss, the mundane minutiae of living, might be hazy around the edges, dreamlike as I look back on them now. But when I think of him, the one who haunts me still, the images are crystal clear. Even after all these years, I can taste him on my lips, hear his voice low in my ear. I love him with every cell in my body, even now. As I sit alone with my thoughts in this empty house, in the dark, a fire crackling in the fireplace and snow falling outside, it all comes back to me. And I'll let it come. God help me. I will let it come.
Chapter 1. Driving north from my home in Minneapolis, I was trying not to look into the rearview mirror at what I was leaving behind. Focus on what you're heading toward, I told myself. I was driving to Wharton, a tourist town on the shores of Lake Superior. It would be my home for the summer while I pushed the reset button on my life. Had I known what I was driving into, would I have turned around? I ask myself this question often, but all I knew then was that my next 3 months would be about kayaking around a glorious chain of islands and letting the big water deliver the kind of peace that only it can give me. The native peoples in this area thought of this lake as a deity, and as far as I was concerned, they weren't wrong about that. Lake Superior had a way of dropping my blood pressure as I listened to the waves lapping at the rocky shoreline. I needed that after the 3 nightmarish years I had just been through.